Can you provide some background history on the ward system here in Guelph?
This city has been on a number of different systems since it officially incorporated. But we've basically been at an at-large system, I think it was since the 20s. I don't have the exact date in front of me. Up until 1991 was when we had our first election using the current ward system. And at that point, in 1988, we put a question on our ballot asking the voting public whether or not they wanted to elect their members of council by a ward system, and the majority vote that was returned on that question was yes. And so for the next election, we switched to a ward system. We have always traditionally had six wards here, although they had mainly been used for assessment purposes only and not for actual voting for quite some time. We retained the number six, although the boundaries changed somewhat, and elected two members of council per ward, and we have been on that system ever since.
Why was a referendum held on this matter in 1988?
The position that was taken by the council at that time was they themselves didn't want to initiate a change to the current, to the then at-large electoral system. They wanted to see what the public wanted, and that's why the question was put on the ballot in the 1988 municipal election.
Why is the current system under review?
During there's two things that have prompted this review. First of all, our current ward boundaries, the populations within our ward boundaries right now have gotten out of adjustment, I guess is probably the best way of putting it. We try to use a formula of having a range of 25% plus or minus the average population. So if our voting population was 60,000 and we had six wards, the average is 10,000 per ward, and your population range would be 7,500 to 12,500. And that's how we originally set up the ward populations in 1991. Today, Ward 6 has exceeded its 25% plus or minus, and we have areas where we know that the growth is still going to occur where we're going to have to do some adjustments there. So even if nothing else was reviewed with respect to how members of council are elected, we knew that we had to look at the ward boundaries. In addition to that, Mayor Quarry indicated that during her campaign, a lot of people that she spoke with indicated to her that they would like to see the current system looked at again. And I believe this was part of her campaign. In any event, council has the opportunity to do that. It doesn't have to be tied to the ward boundary issue. They just happen to be going forward at the same time.
Can you outline the process to change the council composition?
Under the Municipal Act, they are two separate processes. The one is a process to review council composition. The other process is actually redesigning the ward boundaries. In both cases, before making any sort of a final decision, council has to hold a public meeting and receive input before they can actually make any changes. In the case of the ward boundary, that is subject to an appeal to the Ontario Municipal Board. However, the issue of any change to what's referred to as the council composition is not subject to appeal. As far as the council composition is concerned under the Municipal Act, there's a fair degree of flexibility that council can either elect under an at-large system, by wards, or by a combination of the two. So it really is up to council. I think the main rule that applies is that the number can't be less than five total, including the head of council.
What were the results of the survey that you conducted on other municipal councils here in the province?
The majority of the municipalities that were surveyed, and these were municipalities, I think, in urban municipalities 60 to 70,000 population and greater. The majority of those municipalities elect their councilors through a ward system. There really only is one true mixed system that I'm aware of, and that is the city of Thunder Bay. And where there are other mixed systems, they generally occur in an upper-lower tier government situation, so that it may be a county government or a regional government in which there are member municipalities within that, and quite often the members who run at large serve on both the local council, or the lower tier as it's referred to, and the upper tier council, which would be the county or regional government. From reviewing the statistics, I think it's only the top three or four municipalities that are the largest municipalities where their councilors are considered to be full-time. The number of councilors ranges per ward where it exists, I think it ranges from as low as one per ward to, I think the highest that I saw was two or three per ward. So there is a fair range in the actual population, or pardon me, the actual numbers of councillors that are elected, but the average seems to be around 11 or 12.
What is a double-tier or two-tier system?
In a double-tier, a two-tier system, you have a senior level, which would be a county or a region, that is responsible for delivering services across the entire county or region. You also have individual lower-tier municipalities that are responsible for delivering services to only their inhabitants. So if you wanted to compare that to the county of Wellington, although the city of Guelph is located in the county, we're not part of the county system of government. We're a separated city. But they do have seven county municipalities, Township of Puslinch, Guelph Aramasa, Central Wellington, Erin. I can't remember them all. But each one of those small municipalities provides certain services to its local inhabitants. And the county itself provides certain types of services that are spread across the county. Traditionally, things like waste management, roads for major roads, the county roads or regional roads, social services, homes for the aged, that type of thing.
Going back to the 1988 referendum, can you recall some of the arguments used for the at-large system and for the ward system?
Traditionally, the arguments are that a ward system promotes parochialism, that the representatives from those wards tend to be more interested in issues within their wards and less interested in issues that affect the city at large or in other areas of the city. The arguments against the at-large system is that it's probably a little more confusing for the voting public, because when you walk in, you might see a slate of 30 candidates' names that you have to choose from to elect 11 or 12 members of council, however many it's going to be. And that can, that's a lot tougher to select from than looking at a slate of maybe five or six names and having to choose only two. It's suggested that it costs more to run in an at-large election because it's similar to running for the office of mayor. I think those are sort of the main types of arguments that I have heard over the years.
And thank you very much for your time.
Okay.